This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Another area where economists in the private sector have been watching for signs of a slowdown is commercial real estate, specifically the office building sector. Vacancy rates remain a lot higher than they were before the pandemic, especially in urban downtowns. Well, a few weeks back, those warnings finally made their way to the Financial Stability Oversight Council. That's the panel here in Washington, D.C., chaired by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, charged with spotting any major threats to the economy. The council heard that banks may be exposed to a lot of risk because of loans they've made for commercial office projects, and smaller banks are holding an awful lot of these loans. So Marketplace's Justin Ho called up a few of them to ask how they're feeling about the office space sector and all those commercial real estate loans on their balance sheets.
The thing to understand about commercial real estate loans is that they're not really like traditional mortgages. Instead of borrowing at a fixed rate for 30 years, a commercial loan typically runs a lot shorter.
For my bank, we fix commercial loans for 5 years at a time.
That's Brad Bolton, president and CEO of Community Spirit Bank in Red Bay, Alabama. He says at the end of those 5 years, a borrower basically has to get a new loan with new terms.
They get a notice that says, hey, based on the contract, the rate has been reviewed. Here's your new rate.
In normal times, one advantage of short-term loans is that they make it easier for commercial borrowers to sell off buildings if they've gained a bunch of value. And if not,
the property can be refinanced at better terms.
That's Robert James II, CEO of Carver Financial Corporation, a minority-owned company with community banks in the South. He says these aren't normal times. Developers can't refinance on better terms because interest rates are a lot higher than they were 5 years ago. And so,
banks that have a lot of office-centric real estate, where they're expecting those loans to mature in the next 12 to 24 months, need to be very concerned about the quality of their loan portfolios.
The research company TREP estimates that a record amount of commercial real estate loans are maturing this year, with even more coming due in 2024. Matt Anderson is managing director of TREP. He says that means developers are going to be looking at different terms going forward.
With higher interest rates, they would qualify for only a smaller loan because those payments are going to be higher now.
A lot of building owners might have a hard time affording those higher payments right now because they're not pulling in as much rent as they were before the pandemic. That's especially true in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, and other coastal cities, says Nancy Wallace, a real estate professor at UC Berkeley.
And so there could be real pain in some of these markets that have especially problematic vacancy rates.
The situation's bad enough that some banks have slammed the brakes on new commercial real estate loans.
I know several of my friends in the banking sector that have stopped making CRE loans, period.
That's Dominic Miartin, CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina. He says his bank is still making commercial real estate loans, but it's being a lot more cautious. That often means asking borrowers a lot of tough questions.
Who's going to lease it from you? Do you have someone identified? Do they have the capability? What industry are they in? Have you thought about what happens if they can't pay for 3 months? Do you have enough reserve money?
Miartin says banks are nervous that the owners of office buildings might default on their loans. If that happens, the bank has to take the building over and sell it, likely for pennies on the dollar.
The chances are a bank that is stuck with an office tower in one of those markets where there's been a significant decline in occupancy rates, that haircut could be massive.
Miartin says any bank in that situation is likely going to be pretty flexible with its existing borrowers to ensure it doesn't have to take over any office buildings in the first place. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.